There was a deranged or crazy guy who climbed a tree. And everybody was trying to convince him to come down. And nobody could convince him. And he was threatening that he would jump and kill himself. Until finally a priest passed. And the priest looked up at the man and made a sign of the cross. And hurriedly, the crazy, the deranged man came down. And everyone was surprised. And they asked the man, "Why did you come down? What happened?" And the crazy guy said, "That priest is crazy. Do you know what he said? He said, 'Come down or I'll cut the tree.'" Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. Jesus did not make a sign of the cross telling Zacchaeus, "Come down or I'll cut that tree." Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I will be in your house." Jesus, after visiting Zacchaeus' house, said, "Today salvation has come to this house." Has salvation come to our house? Has salvation come to our life? Has salvation come to our soul? For some, I know for some, salvation has already come. For some, salvation is still coming, on the way. But for many of us, salvation is still coming soon. Coming soon. But you know, brothers and sisters, whatever, salvation comes when we receive God's mercy. Concrete example, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. Salvation, the first step of salvation is God's mercy. God's mercy. The first reading in Wisdom chapter 11, verse 23. "Your mercy, Lord, is for all, because you love all things." Your mercy is for all because you love all things. What is our sycamore tree that prevents us or that allows us to have an encounter of God's mercy? Is it the tree of comfort? Is it the tree of security or the tree of refuge? Unless we come down from our comfort zones, security and refuge, we will never meet God. We will never experience His loving mercy. For Zacchaeus, it took a glimpse, only a glimpse of Jesus. But he made an effort. He ran ahead, climbed the sycamore tree because there was so much crowd and he was a short man. He made an effort, and a glimpse of Jesus was enough for the invitation and receiving of God's mercy. I wish all of us really can sing joyfully every moment of our life our psalms. "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God." And I wish when you sing that, you're singing it because of the joy of your heart, because you receive God's mercy. That's the celebration of salvation. That's the celebration of life. That's the celebration of God's mercy. I wish all of us will have that experience. No one stays on top of the sycamore tree forever. Don't believe that your sycamore tree would be some sort of control and power. Don't wait until somebody cuts your sycamore tree. Or don't wait until somebody shakes it vehemently until you fall down in disgrace. That's even worse. calm down. Many of us want to delay, vacillate, or sometimes just wave into whether doing good things or bad things, between truth and falsehood, between right and wrong. And we keep delaying our conversion. And we're so used to procrastinating. It started when we were studying. We will only study when the exam comes, the day before the exam. And it develops a habit of procrastinating. We procrastinate even sometimes marriage preparation, baptism preparation. This is life. This is faith. And sometimes we rush and we don't prepare. Wedding is for a day. Marriage is for a lifetime. And sometimes we get people trying to argue with the church because the church is so strict in the preparation of marriage. We have to, because wedding is only for a day. It's only for an hour. But marriage is a lifetime, until death do us part, it says. But we keep procrastinating even our salvation, our conversion, hoping that we will get the same privilege of one of the thief hanging with Jesus. And on the last day, Lord, remember me in paradise. And Jesus will tell us, today you will be with me in paradise. Not all of us will have that opportunity. Not all of us. It takes a moment to have the rest of our life, the best of our life for God. It's just a moment you choose a fundamental option for God and live the rest and the best of your life for God. I'm only 53, but I know that I will offer my life until death for God, because I don't know if I have a day, a week, or a month. Some of us are 60, some of us are 70, some of us are 80, some of us even younger. Don't be offended. When you're in your 70s, there's no reason for you to delay. There is no reason for you to delay. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. God's mercy is always there, ready to be extended to us. Ready to be extended to us. But unless we also know how to extend mercy to others, God's mercy will not come to us. I always tell this to people. Forgive those who have wronged you, not because they deserve to be forgiven. Forgive because you deserve peace in your life. Many times we are unforgiving, thinking that the person that hurt us, wounded us, will also be affected by unforgiving. For all you know, he is sleeping soundly every night. And you, because you are unforgiving, we are unforgiving, we are the ones having stress and sleepless nights. That is why forgive all those who have wronged you, not because they deserve it, but because your heart deserves peace. Serves peace. I wish that all of us can pray. The second reading, Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. What does it say? Your name, O Lord, is glorified in you and you in him. If someday you can pray that prayer, then you're assured of God's salvation. Your name, O Lord, is glorified in you and you in him.